Sec 4416, International Participation in the Performing Arts, Sec 214 C60 8 U.S.C. 1184 C60, is amended. 1. In the first sentence, by inserting I before any person. 2. In the second sentence, by striking but and inserting except as provided in clause E but and B, by striking Attorney General shall and inserting Secretary of Homeland Security shall. 3. In the third sentence, by striking Attorney General and inserting the Secretary and. 4. By adding at the end the following. A. The Secretary of Homeland Security shall adjudicate each petition for an alien with extraordinary ability in the arts as described in Section 101A15OI. An alien accompanying such an alien as described in clauses E and AI of Section 101A15O or an alien described in Section 101A15P other than an alien described in paragraph 4A relating to athletes not later than 14 days after. At the date on which the petitioner submits the petition with a written advisory opinion, letter of no objection, or request for waiver. Or, II, the date on which the 15-day period described in clause I has expired if the petitioner has had an appropriate opportunity to supply rebuttal evidence. II, if a petition described in clause E is not adjudicated before the end of the 14-day period described in clause E and the petitioner is an arts organization described in paragraph 3, 5 or 6 of Section 501C of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 and exempt from tax under Section 501A of such code for the taxable year preceding the calendar year in which the petition is submitted, or an individual or entity petitioning primarily on behalf of such an organization, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall provide the petitioner with the premium processing services referred to in Section 286U without a fee. Sec 4417. Limitation on eligibility of certain non-immigrants for health-related programs. In general, Section 1903B4A of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 1396B4A is amended by inserting of not including a non-immigrant described in subparagraph B or F of Section 101A15 of the Immigration and Nationality Act after Section 431C of Subact. Conforming changes to regulations. 1. Secretary of Health and Human Services. The Secretary of Health and Human Services shall conform all regulations promulgated by the Secretary of Health and Human Services that reference the PERP lawfully present for purposes of health-related programs administered by the Secretary of Health and Human Services to reflect the amendment made by subsection A to the definition of lawfully residing in Section 1903B4A of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 1396B4A. 2. Secretary of the Treasury. The Secretary of the Treasury shall make the same changes to regulations promulgated by the Secretary of the Treasury that reference the PERP lawfully present for purposes of health-related programs administered by the Secretary of the Treasury as the Secretary of Health and Human Services makes under paragraph 1. Subtitle EJOL Act, Sec 4501. Char titles. This subtitle may be cited as the jobs originated through Launching Travel Act up to 03 or the EJOL Act up to 03. Sec 4502. Premium Processing, Section 221-8 U.S.C. 1201, is amended by inserting at the end the following. J. Premium Processing. 1. Pilot Processing Service, recognizing that the best solution for expedited processing is low interview wait times for all applicants. The Secretary of State shall nevertheless establish, on a limited pilot basis only, a fee-based premium processing service to expedite interview appointments. In establishing a pilot processing service, the Secretary may A. Determine the consular posts at which the pilot service will be available. B. Establish the duration of the pilot service. C. Define the terms and conditions of the pilot service with the goal of expediting visa appointments and the interview process for those electing to pay said fee for the service. And D. Resources permitting during the pilot service. Consider the addition of consulates in locations advantageous to foreign policy objectives or in highly populated locales. 2. Fees. A. Authority to collect. The Secretary of State is authorized to collect and set the amount of the fee imposed for the premium processing service. The Secretary of State shall set the fee based on all relevant considerations, including the cost of expedited service. B. Use of fees. Fees collected under the authority of subparagraph A shall be deposited as an offsetting collection to any Department of State appropriation to recover the costs of providing consular services. Such fees shall remain available for obligation until expended. C. Relationship to other fees. Such fee is in addition to any existing fee currently being collected by the Department of State. D. Non-refundable. Such fee will be non-refundable to the applicant. Furry. Description of premium processing. Premium processing pertains solely to the expedited scheduling of a visa interview. Utilizing the premium processing service for an expedited interview appointment does not establish APPLICANTS eligibility for a visa. The The Secretary of State shall, if possible, inform applicants utilizing the premium processing of potential delays in visa issuance due to additional screening requirements, including necessary security-related checks and clearances, for report to Congress. A requirement for report not later than 18 months after the date of enactment of the JOLTS Act of 2013. The Secretary of State shall submit to the appropriate committees of Congress a report on the results of the pilot service carried out under this section. B. Appropriate committees of Congress defined in this paragraph. The term appropriate committees of Congress means I. The Committee on the Judiciary, the Committee on Foreign Relations, and the Committee on Appropriations of the Senate, and A. The Committee on the Judiciary, the Committee on Foreign Affairs, and the Committee on Appropriations of the House of Representatives. Sec. 4503, Encouraging Canadian Tourism to the United States, Section 214(8) U.S.C. 1184, as amended by Sections 3609, 4233, and 4405, is further amended by adding at the end the following. V. Canadian retirees. 1. In general, the Secretary of Homeland Security may admit as a visitor for pleasure as described in Section 101A15B any alien for a period not to exceed 240 days if the alien demonstrates to the satisfaction of the Secretary that alien A. is a citizen of Canada. B. is at least 55 years of age. C. maintains a residence in Canada. T. owns a residence in the United States or has signed a rental agreement for accommodations in the United States for the duration of the alien's stay in the United States. E. is not inadmissible under Section 212. F. is not described in any ground of deportability under Section 237. G. will not engage in employment or labor for hire in the United States. And H. will not seek any form of assistance or benefit described in Section 403A of the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996, 8 U.S.C. 1613A. 2. Spouse. The spouse of an alien described in paragraph 1 may be admitted under the same terms as the principal alien if the spouse satisfies the requirements of paragraph 1 other than subparagraphs B and D. 3. Immigrant intent in determining eligibility for admission under this subsection. Maintenance of the residence in the United States shall not be considered evidence of intent by the alien to abandon the alien's residence in Canada. 4. Period of admission. During any single 365-day period, an alien may be admitted as described in Section 101A15B, pursuant to this subsection, for a period not to exceed 240 days, beginning on the date of admission. Unless an extension is approved by the Secretary, periods of time spent outside the United States during such 240-day period shall not total the expiration of such 240-day period. Sec. 4504, Retiree Visa, a non-immigrant status, Section 101A15, as amended, is further amended by inserting after subparagraph X the following. Y. Subject to Section 214W, an alien who after the date of the enactment of the JOLTS Act of 2013, II uses at least $500,000 in cash to purchase one or more residences in the United States, which each sold for more than 100% of the most recent appraised value of such residence as determined by the property assessor in the city or county in which the residence is located. II maintains ownership of residential property in the United States worth at least $500,000 during the entire period the alien remains in the United States as a non-immigrant described in this subparagraph, and III resides for more than 180 days per year in the residence in the United States that is worth at least $250,000, and A. The alien spouse and children of the alien described in clause I if accompanying or following the joint alien. B. Visa application procedures. Section 214(8) U.S.C. 1184, as amended by Sections 3609, 4233, 4405, and 4503, is further amended by adding at the end the following. W. Visas of non-immigrants described in Section 101A15Y. 1. The Secretary of Homeland Security shall authorize the issuance of a non-immigrant visa to any alien described in Section 101A15Y who submits a petition to the Secretary that A. demonstrates to the satisfaction of the Secretary that alien A. has purchased a residence in the United States that meets the criteria set forth in Section 101A15YI. A. is at least 55 years of age. II. Possesses health insurance coverage. If is not inadmissible under Section 212, and V will comply with the terms set forth in paragraph 2, and B includes payment of a fee in an amount equal to $1,000 to an alien who is issued a visa under this subsection. A shall reside in the United States at a residence that meets the criteria set forth in Section 101A15YI for more than 180 days per year. B is not authorized to engage in employment in the United States except for employment that is directly related to the management of the residential property described in Section 101YII. C is not eligible for any form of assistance or benefit described in Section 403A of the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996, 8 U.S.C. 1613A, and T may renew such visa every 3 years under the same terms at petition. use of fees collected under Section 214(w)(1)(b) of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by subsection b, shall be deposited in the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund, established under Section 6(a)(1), Sec. 4505, Incentives for Foreign Visitors Visiting the United States During Low Peak Seasons. The Secretary of State shall make publicly available, on a monthly basis, historical data for the previous 2 years regarding the availability of visa appointments for each visa processing post to allow applicants to identify periods of low demand when wait times tend to be lower. Sec. 4506, Visa Waiver Program Enhanced Security and Reform. The definitions, Section 217 C1, 8 U.S.C. 1187 C1, is amended to read as follows. 1. Authority to designate. Definitions. A. Authority to designate the Secretary of Homeland Security, in consultation with the Secretary of State, may designate any country as a program country if that country meets the requirements under paragraph 2. B. Definitions in this subsection. I. Appropriate Congressional Committees. The term Appropriate Congressional Committees means, I. the Committee on Foreign Relations, the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, and the Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate, and II. The Committee on Foreign Affairs, the Committee on Homeland Security, and the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives. A. Oversay Rate. At initial designation, the term oversay rate means, with respect to a country being considered for designation in the program, the ratio of, the number of nationals of that country who were admitted to the United States on the basis of a non-immigrant visa under Section 101A15B, whose periods of authorized stay ended during the fiscal year, but who remained unlawfully in the United States beyond such periods, to, BB, the number of nationals of that country who were admitted to the United States on the basis of a non-immigrant visa under Section 101A15B, whose periods of authorized stay ended during that fiscal year. II. Continuing designation. The term oversay rate means, for each fiscal year after initial designation under this section with respect to country, the ratio of, the number of nationals of that country who were admitted to the United States under this section or on the basis of a non-immigrant visa under Section 101A15B, whose periods of authorized stay ended during the fiscal year but who remained unlawfully in the United States beyond such periods, to, BB, the number of nationals of that country who were admitted to the United States under this section or on the basis of a non-immigrant visa under Section 101A15B, whose periods of authorized stay ended during that fiscal year. II. Computation of overstay rate. In determining the overstay rate for a country, the Secretary of Homeland Security may utilize information from any available databases to ensure the accuracy of such rate. II. Program country. The term program country means a country designated as a program country under subparagraph A. Technical and Conforming Amendments, Section 217(8) U.S.C. 1187, is amended. 1. By striking Attorney General each place, the term appears except in subsection C11b and inserting Secretary of Homeland Security. And 2. In subsection C, in paragraph 2 CII, by striking Committee on the Judiciary and the Committee on International Relations of the House of Representatives and the Committee on the Judiciary and the Committee on Foreign Relations of the Senate and inserting appropriate congressional committees. B. In paragraph 5 AIII, by striking Committee on the Judiciary, the Committee on Foreign Affairs and the Committee on Homeland Security of the House of Representatives and the Committee on the Judiciary, the Committee on Foreign Relations and the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs of the Senate and inserting appropriate congressional committees. And C. In paragraph 7, by striking subparagraph E, C. Designation of program countries based on overstay rates. 1. In general, Section 217 C2A, 8 U.S.C. 1187 C2A, is amended to read as follows. A. General numerical limitations. A. Low non-immigrant visa refusal rate. The percentage of nationals of that country refused non-immigrant visas under Section 101A15B during the previous full fiscal year was not more than 3% of the total number of nationals of that country who were granted or refused non-immigrant visas under such section during such year. A. Low non-immigrant overstay rate. The overstay rate for that country was not more than 3% during the previous fiscal year. 2. Qualification criteria. Section 217 C3, 8 U.S.C. 1187 C3, is amended to read as follows. 3. Qualification criteria. After designation as a program country under Section 217 C2, a country may not continue to be designated as a program country unless the Secretary of Homeland Security, in consultation with the Secretary of State, determines pursuant to the requirements under paragraph 5 that the designation will be continued. 3. Initial period. Section 217 C. 8 U.S.C. 1187 C. is amended by striking paragraph 4. 4. Continuing designation. Section 217 C. 5 AIII. 8 U.S.C. 1187 C. 5 AIII. is amended to read as follows. II. Shall determine, based upon the evaluation in subclause I, whether any such designation under subsection D or I for probation under subsection F ought to be continued or terminated. 5. Computation of visa refusal rates. Judicial review effect. 217(c)(6)(8)U.S.C. 1187(c)(6) is amended to read as follows. 6. Computation of visa refusal rates and judicial review. A. Computation of visa refusal rates. For purposes of determining the eligibility of a country to be designated as a program country, the calculation of visa refusal rates shall not include any visa refusals which incorporate any procedures based on, or are otherwise based on, race, sex, or disability, unless otherwise specifically authorized by law or regulation. B. Judicial review. No CAR shall have jurisdiction under this section to review any visa refusal. The Secretary of State's computation of a visa refusal rate, the Secretary of Homeland Security's computation of an overstay rate, or the designation or non-designation of a country as the program of redot. 6. Visa waiver information. Act 217(c)(7)(8)U.S.C. 1187(c)(7) as amended by subsection B2C is further amended by striking subparagraphs B through D and B. By striking waiver information and all that follows through in refusing and inserting waiver information in refusing. 7. Waiver authority. Section 217(c)(8)(8)U.S.C. 1187(c)(8) is amended to read as follows. 8. Waiver authority. The Secretary of Homeland Security, in consultation with the Secretary of State, may waive the application of paragraph 2AI for a country if A. The country meets all other requirements of paragraph 2. B. The Secretary of Homeland Security determines that the totality of the COUNDRYS security risk mitigation measures provide assurance that the COUNDRYS participation in the program would not compromise the law enforcement, security interests, or enforcement of the immigration laws of the United States. C. There has been a general downward trend in the percentage of nationals of the country refused non-immigrant visas under Section 101A15B. D. The country consistently cooperated with the government of the United States on counterterrorism initiatives, information sharing, preventing terrorist travel and extradition to the United States of individuals including the COUNDRYS own nationals who commit crimes that violate United States law before the date of its designation as a program country, and the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Secretary of State assess that such cooperation is likely to continue. And the percentage of nationals of the country refused a non-immigrant visa under Section 101A15B during the previous full fiscal year was not more than 10% of the total number of nationals of that country who were granted or refused of non-immigrant visa. T. Termination of designation. Probation. Section 217(f)(8)U.S.C. 1187(f) is amended to read as follows. F. Termination of designation. Probation. 1. Definitions in this subsection. A. Probationary period. The term probationary period means the fiscal year in which a probationary country is placed in probationary status under this subsection. B. Program country. The term program country has the meaning given that term in subsection C1B. 2. Determination notice and initial probationary period. A. Determination of probationary status and notice of non-compliance as part of each program COUNTRYS periodic evaluation required by subsection C5A. The Secretary of Homeland Security shall determine whether a program country is in compliance with the program requirements under subparagraphs AE through F of subsection C2. B. Initial probationary period. If the Secretary of Homeland Security determines that a program country is not in compliance with the program requirements under subparagraphs AE through F of subsection C2, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall place the program country in probationary status for the fiscal year following the fiscal year in which the periodic evaluation is completed. 3. Actions at the end of the initial probationary period. At the end of the initial probationary period of a country, under paragraph 2b, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall take one of the following actions. A. Compliance during initial probationary period. If the Secretary determines that all instances of non-compliance with the program requirements under subparagraphs AE through F of subsection C2 that were identified in the latest periodic evaluation have been remedied by the end of the initial probationary period, the Secretary shall end the COUNDRYS probationary period. B. Non-compliance during initial probationary period. If the Secretary determines that any instance of non-compliance with the program requirements under subparagraphs AE through F of subsection C2 that were identified in the latest periodic evaluation has not been remedied by the end of the initial probationary period, I. The Secretary may terminate the COUNTRYS participation in the program, or A. On an annual basis, the Secretary may continue the COUNTRYS probationary status if the Secretary, in consultation with the Secretary of State, determines that the COUNTRYS continued participation in the program is in the national interest of the United States. 4. Actions at the end of additional probationary periods. At the end of all probationary periods granted to a country pursuant to paragraph 3BE, the Secretary shall take one of the following actions. A. Compliance during additional period. The Secretary shall end the COUNTRYS probationary status if the Secretary determines during the latest periodic evaluation required by subsection C5A that the country is in compliance with the program requirements under subparagraphs AE through F of subsection C2. B. Non-compliance during additional periods. The Secretary shall terminate the CONDRY's participation in the program if the Secretary determines during the latest periodic evaluation required by subsection C5A that the program country continues to be in non-compliance with the program requirements under subparagraphs AE through F of subsection C2. 5. Effective date. The termination of the CONDRY's participation in the program under paragraph 3B or 4B shall take effect on the first day of the first fiscal year following the fiscal year in which the Secretary determines that such participation shall be terminated. Until such date, nationals of the country shall remain eligible for a waiver under subsection A. 6. Treatment of nationals after termination for purposes of this subsection and subsection B. A. Nationals of the country whose designation is terminated under paragraph 3 or 4 shall remain eligible for a waiver under subsection A until the effective date of such termination. And B. A waiver under this section that is provided to such a national for a period described in subsection A1 shall not, by such termination, be deemed to have been rescinded or otherwise rendered invalid if the waiver is granted prior to such termination. 7. Consultative role of the Secretary of State in this subsection. References to subparagraphs AE through F of subsection C2 and subsection C5A carry with them the consultative role of the Secretary of State as provided in those provisions. E. Review of oversight tracking methodology. Not later than 180 days after the date of the enactment of this Act, the Comptroller General of the United States shall conduct a review of the methods used by the Secretary. 1. To track aliens entering and exiting the United States. And 2. To detect any such alien who stays longer than such aliens period of authorized admission. F. Evaluation of the electronic system for travel authorization. Not later than 90 days after the date of the enactment of this Act, the Secretary shall submit to Congress 1. An evaluation of the security risks of aliens who enter the United States without an approved electronic system for travel authorization verification. And 2. A description of any improvements needed to minimize the number of aliens who enter the United States without the verification described in paragraph 1. G. Sense of Congress on priority for review of program countries. It is the sense of Congress that the Secretary, in the process of conducting evaluations of countries participating in the visa waiver program under Section 217 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1187, should prioritize the reviews of countries in which circumstances indicate that such a review is necessary or desirable. H. Eligibility of Hong Kong Special Administrative Region for designation for participation in visa waiver program for certain visitors to the United States. Section 217c, 8 U.S.C. 1187c is amended by adding at the end the following new paragraph. 12. Eligibility of certain region for designation as program country of Hong Kong Special Administrative Region of the People's Republic of China. It shall be eligible for designation as a program country for purposes of this subsection. And B. May be designated as a program country for purposes of this subsection if such region meets requirements applicable for such designation in this subsection. But Sec. 4507, expediting entry for priority visitors, Section 7208K4 of the Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act of 2004, 8 U.S.C. 1365BK4 is amended to read as follows. For expediting entry for priority visitors, A. In general, the Secretary of Homeland Security may expand enrollment across registered traveler programs to include eligible individuals employed by international organizations selected by the Secretary, which maintain strong working relationships with the United States. B. Requirements: an individual may not be enrolled in a registered traveler program unless A. The individual is sponsored by an international organization selected by the Secretary under subparagraph A, and A. The government that issued the passport that the individual is using has entered into a trusted traveler arrangement with the Department of Homeland Security to participate in the registered traveler program. C. Security requirements: an individual may not be enrolled in the registered traveler program unless the individual has successfully completed all applicable security requirements established by the Secretary, including cooperation from the applicable foreign government, to ensure that the individual does not pose a risk to the United States. T. Discretion: except as provided in subparagraph E, the Secretary shall retain unreviewable discretion to offer or revoke enrollment in the registered traveler program to any individual. Ineligible travelers: and individual who is a citizen of a state sponsor of terrorism as defined in Section 301.13 of the Comprehensive Iran Sanctions Accountability and Divestment Act of 2010, 22 U.S.C. 8541.13 may not be enrolled in the registered traveler program. Sec. 4508, visa processing. In general, notwithstanding any other provision of law, and not later than 90 days after the date of the enactment of this Act, the Secretary of State shall 1. Require United States diplomatic and consular missions. 8. To conduct visa interviews for non-immigrant visa applications, determined to require a consular interview in an expeditious manner, consistent with national security requirements and in recognition of resource allocation considerations, such as the need to ensure provision of consular services to citizens of the United States. B. To set a goal of interviewing 80% of all non-immigrant visa applicants worldwide within 3 weeks of receipt of application, subject to the conditions outlined in subparagraph A and C. To explore expanding visa processing capacity in China and Brazil with the goal of maintaining interview wait times under 15 workdays on a consistent, year-round basis, recognizing that demand can spike suddenly and unpredictably, and that the first priority of United States missions abroad is the protection of citizens of the United States, and to submit to the appropriate committees of Congress a detailed strategic plan that describes the resources needed to carry out paragraph 1A. The appropriate committees of Congress. In this section, the term appropriate committees of Congress means 1. The Committee on the Judiciary, the Committee on Foreign Relations, and the Committee on Appropriations of the Senate, and 2. The Committee on the Judiciary, the Committee on Foreign Affairs, and the Committee on Appropriations of the House of Representatives. C. Semi-annual report not later than 30 days after the end of the first 6 months after the implementation of subsection A, and not later than 30 days after the end of each subsequent quarter. The Secretary of State shall submit to the appropriate committees of Congress a report that provides 1. Data substantiating the efforts of the Secretary of State to meet the requirements and goals described in subsection A. 2. Any factors that have negatively impacted the efforts of the Secretary to meet such requirements and goals, and 3. Any measures that the Secretary plans to implement to meet such requirements and goals. D. Savings provision. 1. In general, nothing in subsection A may be construed to affect a consular OFFICERS authority. 8. To deny visa application under section 221G of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1201G, R. B. To initiate any necessary or appropriate security-related check or clearance. 2. Security checks. The completion of a security-related check or clearance shall not be subject to the time limits set out in subsection A.